The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Office of Readings. Come, let us adore the King of Kings. Today his Virgin Mother was taken up to heaven. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, let us adore the King of Kings. Today his Virgin Mother was taken up to heaven. Arise, O Virgin Queen, you are worthy of everlasting honour. Enter the splendid palace of the Eternal King. Psalm 23. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbour. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher ancient doors, let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher ancient doors, let him enter, the King of Glory. Who is he, the King of Glory? He is the Lord of armies, he is the King of Glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, O Virgin Queen, you are worthy of everlasting honour. Enter the splendid palace of the Eternal King. The Lord chose her, he chose her before she was born. He has brought her to live in his own dwelling place. Psalm 45. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps, he burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord chose her, he chose her before she was born. He has brought her to live in his own dwelling place. Of you are told glorious things, O Virgin Mary. Psalm 86. On the holy mountain is his city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Sion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Sion shall be called mother, for all shall be her children. It is he, the Lord the Most High, who gives each his place. In his register of peoples he writes, these are her children, and while they dance they will sing, in you all find their home. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Of you are told glorious things, O Virgin Mary. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, because you put your trust in the Lord. All the things that were promised you have come to pass. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1. I have not stopped giving thanks to God for you. I remember you in my prayers, and ask the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the Spirit, who will make you wise and reveal God to you, so that you will know him. I ask that your minds may be opened to see his light, so that you will know what is the hope to which he has called you, how rich are the wonderful blessings he promises his people, and how very great is the power at work in us who believe. This power in us is the same as the mighty strength which he used when he raised Christ from death and seated him at his right-hand side in the heavenly world. Christ rules there above all heavenly rulers, authorities, powers, and lords. He is above all titles of power in this world and in the next. God put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to the Church as supreme Lord over all things. The Church is Christ's body, the completion of him who himself completes all things everywhere. In the past you were spiritually dead because of your disobedience and sins. At that time you followed the world's evil way. You obeyed the ruler of the spiritual powers in space, the spirit who now controls the people who disobey God. Actually, all of us were like them and lived according to our natural desires and did whatever suited the wishes of our own bodies and minds. Like everyone else, we too were naturally bound to suffer God's wrath. But God's mercy is so abundant, and his love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In our union with Christ Jesus, he raised us up with him to rule with him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the abundant riches of his grace in the love he showed us in Christ Jesus. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It is not your own doing, but God's gift. There is nothing here to boast of, since it is not the result of your own efforts. God is our Maker, and in union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good works, which he has already prepared for us to do. Responsory. How lovely, how beautiful the Virgin Mary, who has left this world to be with Christ. Clothed with heavenly power, she shines like the sun among the choirs of saints. Let the angels rejoice and the archangels exult in the Virgin Mary. Clothed with heavenly power, she shines like the sun among the choirs of saints. A reading from the Apostolic Constitution of Pope Pius XII on the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The fathers of the Church, the great doctors, in the sermons they preached on the feast of the Assumption of the Mother of God, had as their theme a doctrine which all the Christian world already knew and accepted. It was for them to elaborate it, to bring out the essential meaning of it beyond what lay on the surface. To say that the body of the Blessed Virgin never knew decay was not to exhaust the meaning of this solemnity. What we celebrated was the triumph she won over death when she was glorified, after the pattern of her only Son, Jesus Christ, in heaven. Thus, St. John Damascene, the interpreter of this tradition par excellence, makes an eloquent comparison between the high privileges conferred on the Mother of God in general and her bodily assumption. Quote, "It was fitting that she who in giving birth had preserved her virginity unspotted should keep her body incorrupt even after death. It was fitting that she who had become the Creator as a child in her bosom should have a dwelling place with God. It was fitting that the bride espoused by the Father should dwell in the bridal chamber of heaven. It was fitting that she who had gazed on her Son on the cross, receiving then in her breast the sword of sorrow she had been spared at his birth, should behold him seated with the Father. It was fitting that the Mother of God should enjoy the privileges of God and should be honoured by all creation as the mother and handmaid of God." End of quote. Saint Germanus of Constantinople sees the translation of Our Lady's incorrupt body as fitting in not only with her divine motherhood, but with a special sanctity which attaches to its virgin state. Quote, "You appear in beauty, as it is written, and your virgin body is altogether holy, altogether chaste, altogether God's dwelling, so that it can never know dissolution into dust, transformed indeed because human to the glory of incorruptible life, yet the same body, living and glorious, preserved from harm, sharing in perfect life." End of quote. Another very ancient writer states, quote, "Being the most glorious mother of Christ the Saviour, our God, who bestows life and immortality, she is restored to life by him, and in her body shares for evermore bodily incorruptibility with him who raised her from the grave and assumed her to himself in a manner known only to himself." End of quote. In the last resort, all these fathers base their conclusions on the Bible, which has given us the picture of our Lord's Mother as inseparably attached to her divine Son and constantly sharing his lot. It is to be remembered that from the 2nd century onwards, Our Lady has been identified by the fathers of the Church as the second Eve. Not on the same level, indeed, as the second Adam, but intimately associated in her warfare against the enemy of our race. It was to issue, as we know, from the promise made in paradise, in complete triumph over sin and death, those twin enemies that are so often coupled together by St. Paul. Of this victory, our Lord's resurrection is the operative part, the supreme trophy. But Our Lady too, who shared in the conflict, must share in its conclusion through the glorifying of that virgin body of hers. Only then, as the Apostle says, when this mortal nature wears its immortality, the saying of Scriptures will come true, death is swallowed up in victory. Great Mother of God, so wonderfully united with Jesus Christ from all eternity by the same decree of providence. In her conception immaculate, in her divine motherhood, a virgin most pure, the noble associate of our Redeemer in his victory over sin and its consequences, what reward awaited her at last? For the crown of all her graces, she was exempted from the sentence of decay, shared her Son's victory over death, and was carried up to heaven, soul and body, there to reign as queen at his right hand, who is the King of ages, the immortal. Responsory. Here again, the wonderful day on which the Virgin Mary was taken up to heaven, we all praise her with the words, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, and most worthy of praise. Through you has risen the Son of Justice, Christ our God. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, you have taken the mother of your Son, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, body and soul, into the glory where you dwell. Keep our hearts set on heaven, so that with her we may share in your glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.